Exercises 5 and 6. Eating habits, such as eating quickly, eating larger portions, and eating until feeling stuffed, represent behavioral factors that can lead to weight gain and obesity. Environmental factors also contribute to the problem. We live in a food-absorbed environment in which we are constantly bombarded by food cues, TV commercials showing displays of tempting foods, aromas permeating the air as we walk by the bakery, and on and on. Consider that, among children, Ronald McDonald is the second most widely recognized figure after Santa Claus. Laboratory research shows that exposure to food advertisements increases food consumption in both children and adults. Emotional states, such as anger, fear, and depression, can also prompt excessive eating. Many of us overeat in anger, or when we're feeling lonely, bored, or depressed. Have you ever tried to quell anxiety over an upcoming examination by finishing off a carton of ice cream? We may find we can soothe our negative feelings, at least temporarily, by treating ourselves to food. Might obesity be catching? Investigators find that obesity tends to be shared among people in social networks comprising friends, neighbors, spouses, and family members. These findings suggest that the people with whom we socialize influence what we eat, how much we eat, and judgments we make about the acceptability of obesity. Environmental factors, such as the prevalence of obesity in social networks and the communities in which we live, may be an even stronger determinant of obesity than genetic factors. But if social networks can encourage unhealthy eating, friends who make healthy eating choices can serve as positive role models.